And now the game where we talk to people who are very skilled and ask them to do something they're no good at all. It's called Not My Job. Ben Collins is a very, very good driver. You may have seen him drive on the European race circuit or on the BBC show Top Gear or in the James Bond movies. And now he's written a book called How to Drive, so you too can come to a screaming stop skidding right up to the edge of the cliff. Ben Collins, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thanks for having me.
So you have been driving cars very, very quickly for a long time. You started at a young age, right?
I did. I started age four, I guess, was my first vehicular experience on a very small John Deere tractor, which I crashed into a chicken fencing because I couldn't. My legs weren't long enough to reach the brake pedal, so that was my first lesson.
And you said, I want to crash things into things for a career.
I knew it. Yeah, I could be a stunt driver at that early age. So.
Right.
But I've been very lucky. I've been racing for 20-odd years and getting in and out of madness with the Bond franchise and other cool movies. So, yeah, it's great. It's a good job.
What makes a great driver? Is it that you have amazing reflexes? Are you fearless? Are you really dumb? Is it a combination of those things?
I think, yeah, you've latched onto one thing for racing, is a lack of imagination. Because I think if you're aware of the different ways you could get killed or set on fire, you probably wouldn't be so excited about doing it. I mean, a lot of it is natural ability, but the mental side takes a lot longer to get right, the attitude. And so that's, there's two sides to the coin, really.
Now, you are probably most famous in the U.S. at least, maybe in Britain as well, for being, for many years, the Stig on Top Gear. Now, Top Gear is a British show devoted... Oh, we have fans right here. Now, Top Gear is a very popular British show about cars and car culture and racing. Could you tell us what the hell the Stig is?
Well, I'll do my best. So the Stig is kind of like Darth Vader, but in a white suit. You never see his face. He on camera, he never speaks, and his identity was anonymous. Or at least mine was for a while. I lasted about 8 years. And in the end, it was in the top 10 searches of Google. So actually, I was just ahead of what is the meaning of life. So I really felt very special.
So you're saying, like, who is the Stig?
Who is the Stig? It was one of the most asked questions. But I did fall just behind, am I pregnant? So there is a limit to people's interest.
Am I pregnant with the Stig's baby?
Maybe that's what they were really asking.
So what does the Stig do?
Yeah, you're this anonymous figure. You're wearing a white, a flame retardant driving suit, a white full face helmet. What do you do?
I forgot to mention that part.
Yes.
Yeah. So my job really was to test these great cars. You know, basically everything. We had hundreds of cars from top Ferraris and Bugattis, Lamborghinis to, you know, the basic stuff, the sort of the small Fords and Toyotas, everything. Test them to destruction pretty much around our racing track and really sort of get as much feedback as possible but also set a very the fastest time. That was part of the job, and the other part was to teach and coach celebrities. So we had Tom Cruise, Mark Wahlberg, Cameron Diaz. It was a tough job, as you can tell from what I'm describing.
There's a segment in the show, what's it called? It's like celebrities in a reasonably priced car.
That's it.
And
so they came along. They drove this terrible thing called a Suzuki Liana, which is... I don't know, if you go to Avis or to rent a car, it's the one you don't want, and it's the only one left.
Right.
So we're talking Z-list on the eco scale.
And the celebrities drive this thing around a couple laps, and then you rank them on times. Was Tom Cruise, who has played a race car driver, was he a good race car driver?
Could he not reach the brake?
He could reach the pedal. The producers were terrified. The insurance premium on him was pretty enormous, and they kept telling me to stop teaching him stuff because he was just lapping it up and going fast all the time. And then, of course, I showed him how to cut the corner a little bit, and he did it. Flipped the car up onto two wheels on this concrete curb.
Wow.
And 99.9% of people, including racing drivers, would come off the gas. And you could just hear him. He was feathering the power and just keeping his foot in, despite the thing looking like it was going to roll over.
He
and
felt
more importantly,
the need for speed.
He did. I have driven on just one or two occasions with very good drivers in their cars. I mean, people like you, skilled drivers. And I have been terrified. Have you ever been in a car being driven by somebody else that scared the hell out of you?
Yeah, I took an Uber last week. I was like, show me the bus.
Okay, I don't know if it's the same in you live in England?
I do, yeah, between England and LA at the moment.
When you come to a four-way stop, the rule in the book is it's whoever got there first or The person on the right has the right of way. Well, it's a square. We're all on the right. Does that ever trouble you in any way, Ben?
It does a little. Now that I know that I may end up driving somewhere that you live.
Yeah, it's terrifying. She's driving in L.A.
Yeah, she's probably got some big wheelie, some huge car, and...
So yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
And who would know who got there first? I'm busy in my car.
You need it.
What about with the grocery cart? How are you with the grocery cart?
I'm pretty badass, to be honest.
Are you? Over in produce and stuff, yeah.
I get a little bit pushy. That's when my road rage really comes to the fore.
Yeah.
Especially if there's a run on some of the chocolate biscuits in the aisle, then you see the worst side of me.
Do what you have to do.
When I'm pushing my groceries cart around, I like to draft off other shoppers.
No shame in that.
Ben Collins, it is a pleasure to talk to you. We have invited you here today to play a game we're calling...
You're an officer and a gigolo.
So, you starred on Top Gear, so we thought we'd ask you about Richard Gere.
Excellent.
Answer 2 out of 3 questions about the smolderingly sexy actor, and you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on their home answering machine. Bill, who is Ben Collins playing for?
Kathleen Zolyak of Washington, D.C.
All right. You ready to do this?
Ready. We're in it together.
Now, Richard Gere, that is his real name, but it is not his full real name. He does not use his full real name professionally. Why? A, he felt that his given name, Richard Gere Bin Laden, might hurt his career. B, his middle name might just confuse people because it is Tiffany. His name is Richard Tiffany Gere. Or C, his given name was Dick Gere, so he elongated it to Richard Gere.
Wow. That's tough. I've heard something about Tiffany before, though. That rings a bell. Is it Tiffany? Is his middle name?
Well, I'm not going to answer. You have to answer. That's how this works.
Oh, come. Okay, I'm going for Tiffany.
You're right. Yeah. His middle name is Tiffany.
Wow.
The family name.
Fantastic.
It's a family
name. It's a family name.
Oh, because I remember that very popular movie, Breakfast at Richard Gere's.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Gere, as you probably know, has always been involved in public affairs, and in 1994, he took out a full-page ad in the London Times that said what? A, that he was, in fact, heterosexual. B, the ad condemned Queen Elizabeth for cruelty to her corgis. Or C, demanding that the McVitie's company should immediately reinstate the manufacture of chocolate hobnob biscuits.
Wow. Well, the third one sounds like something I would say.
Right.
I think the corgis were okay. What was the first one again?
That he was, in fact, heterosexual.
Is it that one? I think, okay, sorry, it's that one.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait.
He was married to Cindy Crawford
He
then,
was married
right?
to Cindy Crawford, yeah. And there were rumors about them that they were cheating on each other, that she was his beard covering up for him being gay. So they took out a full-page ad in the London Times that said, in part, "We are heterosexual and monogamous and take our commitment to each other very seriously," quote-unquote.
Proves he's not and they don't.
They separated 3 months later.
Aren't chocolate hobnobs gone?
No,
we've got them still.
Oh,
no.
Great. Oh, no. Wow, that scared me. Don't do that, guys.
I won't. Well, if they were gone, wouldn't you feel the need to take out a full-page ad
Absolutely.
Demanding their return?
Yeah,
all right.
These are straight knobs.
Ben, you have one more question to go. Let's see if you can finish this last lap, if you will.
Yeah.
Mr. Gere really does not like Sylvester Stallone. That's according to Sylvester Stallone. In fact, Mr. Stallone says it might be because why? A, Gere had written his own screenplay back in the 70s in which he would play a struggling boxer who gets a shot at the big time, and then Rocky came out. B, Gere really wanted the role that went to Stallone in the movie Judge Dredd. Or C, Gere blames Stallone for spreading the infamous gerbil rumor.
Whoa. That's harsh. I'm going to have to go with the first one.
You go with the first one, that he wrote his own screenplay that Rocky ruined.
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid it was actually the third one.
Okay.
Sylvester Stallone, in an online interview, said, "Richard Gere, he just doesn't like me, and I think it's because he thinks I'm behind the gerbil rumor." By the way, I'm just going to say,
still works.
The gerbil rumor, total fiction. Okay?
You read it in the Times?
I did.
Yeah.
It's not true. Bill, how did Ben Collins do in our quiz?
When the checkered flag came down, Ben, you got 2 right, 2 out of 3, and you won.
Congratulations.
Oh, fantastic.
Ben Collins is a race car driver and a former Stig on BBC's Top Gear. His new book is How to Drive. Ben Collins, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Good night.
Thank you.